Hello, this is Charlotte Pierce, the producer of Ready Row USA, and we are so glad to have you with us today. We have an amazing program scheduled with Heather Alschuler. Am I saying that right, Heather?
Yep, that's right.
Alschuler, changing lives one erg at a time. And most of us are familiar, or many of us rowers are familiar with erg ed, which goes into classrooms across the country and does totally amazing things with kids and access to rowing and fitness and all sorts of good things. So we're going to be talking with or Shannon, our assistant producer, will be talking with Heather in a few minutes or a couple minutes. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, Charlotte, how are you doing?
Good, good. I'm getting ready. People are making noises about getting out on the river here in Boston, so
Well, we have been practicing in the rain, so it's
I
been fun
saw
down here
that.
in Georgia.
I saw that. I saw
We're
that.
having a good
Yeah.
time. It was very nice yesterday. I had three newbies, and we got our four to actually row together. I was very excited.
Good. It's a good thing it's a water sport with the rain.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to be talking actually, Kimberly Reynolds is not with us today. She'll be back next week with the rowing news, but Shannon and I will do the news in a couple seconds here. And we are inviting you to listen for the episode hashtag. We're trying to get people to listen a little bit longer, so it's toward the end of the show. But if you use it on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter primarily, but whatever else, Pinterest, I don't know, whatever. Oh, TikTok, that's the new one.
Are we on TikTok?
No, I don't think we are. No, I think yes, Snapchat maybe once in a while. Anyway, use it and you can win rowing gadgets, gear, and services. And who did we have last week that won the Neil Bergenross
It
promo
was one
coaching?
of Kimber yeah, it was one of Kimberly's colleagues with Recovery on Water. And I need to hook them up. So that's on my to-do list today. I promise we haven't forgotten.
She was really excited about that. And then we also have we have a for this week we have a oar inspired camera mount that it's like a 3 foot mount goes on your boat and you can put your GoPro on it. It's a super,
That's a
really.
really good one, Charlotte. Like,
I know,
I
I
kind
got
of
an
feel fit
extra
into
one. And
I know.
towards the end of the show, I'm going to do our Hall of Fame, our customer service Hall of Fame, which Oar Inspired is one of them because
Indeed, for
they did
sure.
such a great job. And NK Sports is one, Burnham Boat Slings. They're
Absolutely. And I'll plug
fabulous.
JL because they
Oh,
just walked me
good.
through. Yes, they just walked me through ordering unis for the first time ever, and it was
I
amazing.
know they're really turning it on with a good customer service too.
For
Okay,
sure.
so we are part of the Rowing Chat Network, which is produ was executive produced by Rebecca Caro down in New Zealand, but she's goes around the world doing rowing stuff. There's Faster Masters rowing strength coach roundtable rowing chat interviews that she does, and there's a few new ones. There's a Irish rowing. There's a nutrition podcast, and the there's a coxing one for coxswains that Whitney Powell is starting up.
I
So
haven't
there's
seen that one yet. All
yeah, so
right.
there's some new podcasts, and this is the place to kind of get all your rowing news. We've been going for about a year and a quarter. This is our 66th episode, I think, right?
I think that's right.
Something like that. We're a media partner of US Rowing and at the convention, and we are good to go with our episode here. Our sponsors
Everything.
are, sorry.
I was going to say, Charlotte, you bring up that convention that I didn't get to go to. It's
Oh my, we're gonna get you
envisioned
there. We're gonna get you
every
there.
time. Oh, all
I'm
right,
gonna pull some
sorry.
strings, but we did interview Heather at the convention, so to yeah,
I
that's
know.
kind
That
of how
was
we got to know her and the good things that they do at erg ed.
amazing.
I know.
All
So
right, I
the
didn't mean to
spot,
interrupt their
I know
sponsors.
we, you know, they're gonna be they keep us going here, so we
They
have to
do.
be good to them.
Do
We
you want
have
me to talk to our crowd about Fregel real quick then?
yeah, I would love it.
All right, sweet. So, are you a master's rower and you want some consistent coaching in a really cool location? Do you want to learn how to row faster? Check out Pregel. These camps, like most camps, they're going to offer you coaching by experienced world-class coaches. You get to work in small groups. They do the video analysis, which is really, really helpful. you get training competing in WinTech and fluid design boats, which is pretty swanky. Mm-hmm. And you also get this amazing 3K long lake in Brno, which is not far from Prague or Vienna. And depending on how things shape up this summer, you could go to camp in July and be there ready for the Open Czech Masters, or you could go to the second camp and be ready for the World Rowing Masters Regatta in Austria.
So, and I think that's run by Sander Rosendahl, who's a huge legendary figure in the rowing community. So,
well, I just think it would be so fun to do rowing, training, mm-hmm. vacationing, competing. Absolutely. All in one. So check that out, and thank you to them so much for sponsoring.
And we are launching a new section this year. We kind of sometime in January, I think, or February, we started the news section. And we have some, you know, we don't hold back from the bad news, but we try and put in some good news too. There's mostly good news when it comes to rowing. But what do you got this week, Shannon? And, well, it's, and Heather, if you have any comments on the news, that's
yes, you're join welcome us, to Heather. It. Yeah. I think the big thing that everybody, no matter where you are and what you're focusing on, the big deal right now is the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. And we in the rowing community are not unaffected. So the World Rowing Federation, you know, FISA, they have canceled the Asia and Oceania Continental Olympic and Paralympic qualifiers. So they were going to be in South Korea in April, but because of the COVID-19, they are going to collapse them into the final Olympic qualification regatta in Switzerland this year. So if you're going to Lucerne, you're going to get a little bit of extra racing. And so the men's and women's single sculls and the lightweight men's and women's double sculls will be part of that schedule. And the Paralympic qualification program is also going to be part of the Paralympic qualification regatta in Italy, which will happen in May. And we're going to just hope that things have improved in Italy for that to happen.
Are you ready for the Olympics?
I am. Continuing okay. with yeah. the not great news of coronavirus. So Japan's Olympic minister says that the Tokyo 2020 Games could be postponed. So Seiko Hashimoto says that the contract with the International Olympic Committee says you just have to have the Games in 2020. Mm-hmm. So that sort of gives an out to maybe postponing it if the situation hasn't improved. But again, they want to do all that they can to ensure that everything goes ahead as planned, but they want to be as safe as possible. So under the hosting agreement, they have the right to cancel the games. The International Olympic Committee has the right to cancel the games. And right now they're looking at 254 cases of the coronavirus in Japan as of this morning. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of one of those fluid situations that they're just going to have to monitor, and we're going to have to trust that they're going to keep all the athletes and the community involved safe and healthy. So,
exactly. You hearing anything about that out there in Seattle, Heather?
Yeah, I mean, Seattle's, you know, we're kind of in the heat of it, so there's a lot exactly. going on locally here. But yeah. I mean, just from as an Olympic athlete in my past, that would be just such a difficult situation to hear about and figure out training wise and, you know, all of this investment in sort of your life and time. And of course, you know, you have to just kind of put your faith into the IOC that they're going to make the best decision possible for everyone. It's just a tough situation. And I hope everyone just keeps washing their hands.
These are the times that try our souls.
Right.
Exactly. For sure. Okay. Well, we will go on then to some fun news. I love these outfits that the Chinese team has.
Do you want to talk about this team, Charlotte, or you want me to take over?
You can. That's all right.
Okay. No worries. You know, China has been in the news, but in the rowing news, there's a little bit of fun stuff. So the Chinese team is actually in Texas training. So they're at the Austin Rowing Club, and more than 60 of their members have been there since December. They're doing a camp to see who's got what it takes to compete. Mm-hmm. And Sir Steve Redgrave is actually helping out a little bit. So that's kind of cool.
Nice.
And I was reading in the articles that rowing is still sort of in its infancy stage, I'm assuming, in China. Mm-hmm. Heather, do you have information on that? Because I seem to see a lot of rowers from China. So I'm not sure I believe it's in its infant stage.
Yeah, well, the Olympics I competed in was the Beijing Olympics. So, at that Olympics, certainly China, the rumor was they were, you know, having these grand rowing camps and everything like that. And I really don't know much about what's happened since I guess that was 12 years ago already. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, you hear about some teams and everything, but it's awesome that they're in Texas training, and for a couple months, that's a long training camp.
Right. I saw the Shanghai University team at the head of the Charles last year, and I was doing interviews down there, and it was like, they were so intense. You know, they were like, you know, okay, we're on the Charles River. And they did pretty well, I think, you know, at least.
That's fun. So they've been there doing strength and conditioning at Texas State and at the Austin Rowing Club. They've been doing a lot of stuff in Texas, and they're going to pick their Olympic team in May. So fun times in Texas if you're part of China Rowing.
Good.
Cool.
And here is a piece from that Shannon found. It's Hudson is partnering with Hydro, the sort of Peloton of rowing machines, which actually I have one and I love it. It's something that gets me on the machine, you know, it keeps me on the machine. I said, you know, it's not just a little screen. It's like this, these people are on the river and it's really great. But, you know, I love all training is good. And not that I love erg training, but it's, you know, it keeps us going. But each Hydro athlete is provided with a custom USB single for training, and they're going to be filming with a fleet of doubles and quads for on their live sessions that they have on their
screen. Hudson is making some pretty big investments in in stuff down here in the States. So I row a Hudson, but my boat is so old, it's not part of their shark lineup. It's like the Megalodon or whatever, like old.
And if people don't know, they're based in
London, Ontario.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But they did just open the Hudson U.S. branch. So I think they're in Boston and in Florida somewhere. We covered that a couple of weeks ago. I know they're branching out. Yeah.
I think they're going to be part of our boat buying guide coming up in the next few weeks too.
I love Hudson. I'm glad it's being visible.
Yes. CRI has all Hudsons pretty much. I mean, some others, but you know, they did a huge buy of Hudson's not too long ago.
Awesome. They also have amazing customer service. So we'll plug them later in the show.
Yes. Awesome, guys. Our other sponsor is Rowing Tales. It's a book series produced by Rebecca Caro. If you have a fun rowing story, send it to her because she'll put it in her next book. There's been three so far. And my Jim Dietz alligator story is in the 2019 one. So that's all I'm going to say. You just have to buy the book. And but it's fun. You know, it's a good reprieve from, you know, the news of the day. If you just want to read some rowing stories and have fun. I think we may have some comments or some viewers, Shannon. But anyway, I will. I'll pop off next and you can talk to Heather about the erg ed. Okay.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad, Heather. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, so I teach at a high school. I coach juniors. So ergs in school and schools and getting kids engaged in rowing is definitely part of what I do on the daily basis. So I just think ERG-Ed is such a wonderful program that we wanted to just chat with you about. What is ERG-Ed? How do you do it? How do you get prepped for it? And what do people need to know about your program?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, essentially, ERG-Ed is a program that goes into, up to this point, public school districts, and we partner with the physical education department to bring rowing to schools through PE classes. So we are like a PE unit, same way as kids would take a more mainstream class like basketball or soccer, some sort of other sport they would learn in PE class. Now they get to learn about rowing. Background noise there. We bring in rowing machines, and we have a curriculum that teachers can follow. We provide lesson plans, and we are all aligned with national PE standards. And we try and make it as easy as possible for teachers, the PE teachers, to actually bring in rowing to their students. So even if they're not rowers and have any history in rowing, they can bring rowing to their kids through the ERG-Ed program.
And I mean, you said so many things that are appealing to me as a teacher. It's ready to go, you know?
It is.
And I think, especially in public schools, we struggle a lot with getting equipment. And you guys have, you know, tackled that burden for everybody. And I think that's probably the biggest thing about bringing rowing into schools is it's not cheap. And you guys are here to help with that. So
exactly. So I mean, one of the biggest barriers to really bring the sport of rowing to kids is just the logistics around it. So we are all about taking taking what we have and bringing it to the students. So meeting them where they are. That way everybody can be exposed to it and everyone has the opportunity to experience rowing. And we are not a recruiting, we are not designed to recruit kids. We are simply there to teach them some fun new skills that they really can use for their entire life. So rowing is a lifetime skill, you know, or a lifetime sport. At any point they can go back to that sport. You know, some kids do join Take Erget and discover it for the first time and join it right away. And, you know, that sort of parallels my own finding of the sport. I had an erg many, many years ago come into my PE class. It was a very, not nearly as structured as a program as Erget, but they just brought in an erg. I tried it. And that was my introduction to the sport of rowing. So same way as what we're doing to hundreds of thousands of students across the U.S., we're bringing in ergs to the students so they can try it. They also learn how to use the rowing machine. I mean, it is often a very underutilized tool in fitness facilities, but, you know, it is such an effective, great, low impact device that kids can hop on and now use. You know, we teach them the basic rowing stroke, how to operate the performance monitor, how to safely set things up, so they can hop on and get a really great workout.
Well, I was going to say, you know, their coaches most likely don't know how to use them effectively either. So
exactly,
you know, how many of us have gone to the gym and like the settings all the way up at 10 and people are like just doing the silliest stuff with rowing. So
absolutely.
They can learn it in high school, but then 10 years down the road, if they're traveling and they're like, oh, look, it's that thing I learned how to do. Like you said, it's that lifetime skill.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of our goals with Erget is really just to make it as easy as possible for the teachers as well. So we are all about providing a ton of classroom resources and flexibility within our curriculum. We understand teachers have so much on their plate. The last thing they need to do is have to like pick up and learn an entire new sport and curriculum and feel a lot of stress with that. So we're all about making it as simple as possible for them. And there is our curriculum is set up to have flexibility. So we have two fundamental lessons that we want everybody to learn: the basic rowing stroke, and we do use concept two rowing machines, and right. And we do use the performance monitor, which really lends a lot of great opportunity for learning and use in the schools. The monitor gives so much output and feedback. You can do so much with it, even beyond just the physical education curriculum. I mean, there's just so many cross-curricular applications that can happen with the rowing machine that it can be really fun. And we've had lots of teachers expand it even beyond PE. So when in a school, you know, science coming in and they're talking about forces with physics and, you know, graphing things for math. And there's really just so many opportunities there.
One of the friends of our pod is Neil Bergenroth, and he's got an amazing program that uses all of the data from ErgEd to apply outside of PE. You know, it's science, it's math, it's all the stuff. So, you know, that just great for you guys for educating on that stuff.
Yeah. Neil, we're trying to work with Neil too. He's been reaching out for a few years. We're really excited to join forces because he is doing so many great things with the STEM curriculum. We would love to combine, you know, our PE curriculum with his STEM work, and it just taking over the schools with rowing, right?
I know. I'm like, and all the science teachers breathe a sigh of relief at that. Right. So, great stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so sort of take us through, you know, you teach them the rowing stroke, you teach them the performance monitor, and then what are the kids doing and what is it that you're providing educationally for them to learn all this stuff?
Yeah, so, you know, we have four core lessons that sort of come after our first sort of two introduction fundamental lessons. So we bring them through and we have some worksheets that go along with it, some other activities. We have a science experiment that kids can talk about creating like hypothesis about the different portions of the stroke. They get to break down, are their arms producing the most power? Are their bodies or are their legs? And really looking at just sort of the mechanics of the rowing stroke as well. And then we also have, we do a lot of teamwork stuff. We do personal goal setting. We also analyze self-perceived intensity. So, you know, there's just a lot that we try and bring into our curriculum that's sort of beyond the basic arms, body, legs, drive, and recovery sort of basic rowing lingo. We want kids to have fun, and we get a lot of feedback from this unit. And we hear time and time again that ERG Ed is really the first time some of these kids have really participated in PE. Many times teachers say, wow, I've never seen that student sweat before or work so hard before.
We had a comment actually. Someone wants to know, do you actually bring the machines into the classroom?
And great question. Right? So we have, we've sort of dubbed 20 rowing machines as a class set. We found 20 to be a pretty good number for most size classes. We try a goal to have about one machine for every two students. However, we operate in classes all across the country. So we have seen everything from small classes where everyone gets one machine to, you know, over three, four, or five students per one machine. So our curriculum and our lessons provide enough variability that we can really fit into any situation we find ourselves. We are going into the schools. We are going into the classrooms. We are going to all the students so all the students can have an opportunity to try this and an opportunity to participate.
And you provide, like you, I think as part of the process, you have to sort of identify someone who's going to help maintain these machines, right? And you provide them training and...
Yeah, so our program is built off of sort of two key elements. So we have train the trainer model. So we are going in and the PE teachers are the ones that are teaching this curriculum. The PE teachers are the ones that, you know, are the experts with the kids. And we're just giving them sort of the content and the skill to share with their students that they know best and they know how most effectively to share with them. And then we also have that equipment sharing model. So to make it really sustainable and affordable, we just need one set of rowing machines and they rotate around a school district and typically reach about 2,000 students a school year. So about 2,000 students can go through the program in a comfortable pace by rotating the rowing machines every few weeks, depending on the size of the school, from one school to the other. And, you know, this is in terms of the maintenance of machines, we typically partner with both the school district and the local rowing community. And the local rowing community really plays a great supportive role in connecting students from the classroom to the boathouse, since there are students that are going to discover the sport for the first time and want to join up right away. The boathouse plays in a really important role in that. So most of our situations, and again, we are in a lot of different districts, so every district just presents itself with its different situation. But in most of our districts, our rowing community is the one who are moving the machines, which really is only about once a month or so, because they, you know, they're there for a few weeks and then we rotate them out. And kids are so excited to see them when they come. And we don't want them there for such a long time that they just sort of get pushed to the side and start developing dust. You know, we're keeping them there so they can experience this indoor rowing unit and then they'll transfer over to the next the next school. Yeah.
Get those kids exposed to it.
Exactly.
So I think you kind of hit the next slide about connecting to the community and participation, lifelong fitness. I love this graphic that you've got about the program is unique and how it connects the classroom to their community. So Charlotte, if you'll flip over to the next one, actually. One back, please, Charlotte. My love.
Yeah.
So we moved it. Yeah. So tell us where you guys are.
Yeah. So we are across the U.S. primarily, you know, we are centered out of Seattle. That's where we started 9.5 years ago as a small little pilot in just three schools in the Seattle public school system. And we have since expanded to Seattle being our sort of home and a birthplace. We actually run three sets of rowing machines every day in the Seattle public schools. So, even today, there's three schools participating in ERGED, and we are in every middle school within Seattle. So all students from 6th to 8th grade are yet to experience the ERGED curriculum. We've also expanded to quite a few different locations through Washington. We are actually up to 6 locations in Washington now. That map's dated as of like 2 weeks ago. We just added 2 more locations. We're in Portland and a few locations in California. We're in Michigan, in Chicago, Memphis, and Pennsylvania. So we are slowly expanding. We have 2 ways that we expand. So the George Pocock Rowing Foundation funds expansion through Washington State and sort of in through just the Pacific Northwest in general. And so we are looking to really just fully saturate sort of Bellingham, which is the Canadian border, all the way through Portland and all the different communities that have rowing available in their communities. And then we're also growing nationally with our partnership through US Rowing. So every year, we expand to 2 new locations through our US Rowing ERGED grant system. So we have our grant open right now, and interested school districts or community boathouses, or even some, we have some parks departments that are interested in starting ERGED as well, which could also be a pretty good fit. They can apply for the US Rowing grant, which right now the grant is open until April 3rd. And through this grant process, if you are selected, the community receives a class set of rowing machines, which is 20 ergs. Plus we come in and we set up the program, train the teachers, you receive all of our school curriculum and resources. So you can get ERGED up and running in a very sustainable way that really connects students from the classroom to the boathouses, and, you know, really creating that, just those opportunities that otherwise wouldn't exist within our sport.
Right. So as we kind of wrap up, I know that the application process is not really very burdensome, I don't believe. Mm-hmm. But you do host some sort of how-to clinics, I think, on finishing the application. Do you have dates for those laid out for people?
So we have 2 more calls that are scheduled. So one is this Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, so at 11 Eastern. And you can find the RSVP links on our website, which is pocockfoundation.org. And you can click on there and you can come on, log on, and we host a little webinar that gives some more details about the program and dives a little deeper of sort of to get a full grasp of what it would really look like if you had it in your district. And then also our second, our final support call is March 30th at 1 p.m. Western time. Or Pacific time. And then the grant is due April 3rd, and we will be letting people know if they're selected for the grant in early May. So, you know, things move fast. And again, I just, you know, if you are interested in bringing ERGED to your community, please reach out. Even if the ERGED grant isn't something that would fit with you right now, you know, we want to work with you. And again, we are working in so many districts across the country that we adapt. So, you know, we do not have a cookie cutter version that we just come and plug in. We want it to work within whatever community we're bringing it to. And we try to make sure that that can happen in the most efficient and effective way possible that creates the most impact for the students.
I remember going through the process, and it was just like, you guys are so responsive, and just, it's really easy. If you're at all interested, guys, go out there and get some information on ERGED. It's amazing.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. This is like a big education. I knew about it, but not quite the detail and the impact that it has.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate and excited to see, you know, just the success stories coming out of it as well. So, you know, we've reached over 120,000 students and growing quickly every year. And just, you know, being able to bring new opportunities to students is just such a fun thing to do.
Do you have any like kids that have just been electrified by rowing and gone on to, you know, aspire to Olympic or has it not been going on?
We're not at the Olympic level yet, but we are certainly at, you know, you colleges and university level. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So nice. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're excited to see what can come. And even just, you know, we all know that rowing can change your life in so many different ways. Even if it doesn't necessarily mean that it's, you know, you're going to be showing up at the Olympics in, you know, in 10 years, but
for sure. Yeah. I didn't mean that, there should be like some elite rowers out there, but
I mean, we hope one day
it's, you know, out of, you never know.
Yeah. Out of that many students. Right. But
well,
no, we
thank
have,
you.
Each of our communities have a lot of great success stories, and it's just fun to see. And each just have so many unique stories, and it's fun. It's great.
Well, keep us posted. And
thank you.
Again, you're watching Ready Row USA. I'm Charlotte Pierce, the producer, and Heather has been speaking with us about ERG Ed, a division of the George Pocock Foundation. And Shannon Borum is our assistant producer. We are so grateful for her being with us the last 6 months or so, I think. I don't know. It feels like...
Thank you, Charlotte.
It feels like you know, you're just so essential to the success of this show, this podcast.
You're so kind, Charlotte. Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm honestly true. And we have, we would like to hear from you all out there. So, Heather, spread the word. Our show notes will have the links to these forms, the club news form. We don't care how big or small you are. We want to know your news. We want to, like, have a little window into your life out there in the rowing world. And we also want to hear about your gadgets and gear that you love. I'm a gadget freak, I guess you'd call it. And so I'll try anything. So just suggest it to us, and we'll give it a highlight and tell people why you like it.
And anything since else? I was going to say, since you're such a gadget lover, I think this is a great time to put on what our hashtag is today. So it's RR USA ERG Ed Rocks,
because it's I thought Heather might like that.
And like Charlotte mentioned, she's giving away a super cool gadget today. It is the Oar Inspired boat mount. Are you about to pull it out? Yes.
I am. So this is, I mean, it's hard to show it on the video, but it's got these three things, and then it goes up, you know, it telescopes up to about four feet or so.
And it works with so many different recording devices. It's a great way to get some really good feedback on your kids, your rowers, your masters, whatever they're doing in a boat. It's a really good way to get
post
that
it on social media and help us get the word out about this podcast, and then you'll get this reward. So I love it.
And thank you to everyone who tuned in today. We had lots of cool comments. I think that speaks to the power of what ERG Ed is doing.
Yeah, it was a big draw. It really was. I am Pierce Charlotte. I have a publishing company called Pierce Press, and I also do podcast production. So if you have an idea for a podcast, I will help you produce it. And I'm also looking for titles on alternative education, which can include coaching, innovative approaches to coaching. I'd love to hear from you if you have a book idea on that.
Right.
She's the genius teacher of Instagram. And we love her. So
I overshare. I take a picture at every practice. But if you guys are ever in Georgia, come by and visit. We'd love to host you.
Yeah.
And thank you. On a final note, thank you so much to our sponsors. This wouldn't happen without you guys.
Yeah, here they are. Rowing.chat/sponsors. You'll find all the scoop on that. Deals and discounts and things. And what do we got coming up in the next few weeks?
Super exciting. So next week we're going to talk about rebuilding clubs. Heather, with somebody you know, Mr. Brad Holdren out of Augusta. He was actually talking about ERG this weekend. We did an ERG repair clinic in Augusta. So we're going
to have fun on Saturday, Shannon.
My Saturday is off the chain, as the kids would say.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
interrupt
you.
Go for it.
I mean, this is a good segue into our March Women's Month coverage,
because
we're all women and we're celebrating our involvement in rowing.
You think women, I think St. Patrick's Day.
That's a good one too. It's a good one too.
I mean, women celebrate. So I'm really excited that we are going to have Kieran McCarthy on. Kieran McCarthy. He wrote Something in the Water about the Skibbereen Boat Club. So if you know what it means to pull like a dog, you will love this episode. The day before St. Patrick's Day.
I love it.
And then we just have so much stuff coming in the rest of the year that we're very excited about. So keep joining in, keep tuning in and listening. And on that note, I think it's time for us to finish up.
And we can do our Saturday Night Live outtake, you know, or, you know, chatter out.
Oh, right. Okay. Chatter,
yeah, I always wanted to pull that off, but I don't know exactly how to do it on a podcast.
Don't either.
Okay. End broadcast.
All right,
y'all. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.